welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. Today we're going to talk about determination. And determination is this undying drive, this unstoppable energy inside of competitors that, and inside of successful people that make them successful. I can usually tell within an hour of meeting someone whether or not they're going to be successful or whether they're going to struggle at finding success. It's because they have excuses. They make excuses, and excuses are for losers. You can't make excuses if you're going to win, if you're going to succeed. You have to believe that you can accomplish it and that nothing can stand in your way. Making an excuse becomes this centerpiece that you hold on to that brings failure. And so you have to begin to remove excuses from your mindset and from your life. It reminds me of a story of John Stephen Aquari. John Stephen Aquari was a marathon runner who competed in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. He was a top-level competitor who had won many times before, but this particular marathon, he was 19 kilometers into the race, 42-kilometer total race, when he was jockeying for position and he was knocked down. When he was knocked down, he was injured quite significantly. We're not talking about just knocked down, fell down, and got back up and started running. We've heard stories of people that get knocked down and get back up, but that's not this story. When he was knocked down, his knee was so severely injured that when you watch the video on YouTube, you'll see that as he finished the race, he had a rag around his knee that was bloody. His knee was dislocated. Also, he had impacted his shoulder and significantly hurt his shoulder too. And as you watch him come walking, hobbling, limping across the finish line, it's amazing. You see, the first place winner of the race had come across that finish line over an hour earlier at 2 hours and 20 minutes. In fact, the gold medal ceremony had already taken place, and the gold, silver, and bronze had already stepped off that podium. There were only a few thousand people left in the stadium when John Aquari came into the stadium to finish the race. And he was walking, hobbling, as he tried to finish that last hour. And he finally crossed the finish line. When he did, a TV crew came out to interview him and ask him why. His answer was, "My country didn't send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race." He made no excuses. He made no excuse for coming in last. In fact, to this day, people struggle with remembering who was in first. They remember him for his determination. You made a decision to start something. Not just to start it, but to finish it. To go through everything that it takes to get there and be successful. You can't quit. If you're going to be successful, you can't quit. You may have failures, you may have struggles, but you just can't quit. There's a biblical piece to this as well. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, it says, "Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it." You can't obtain it if you quit. You can't develop a mindset of quitting or excuses. That's it for today, guys, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and come back and listen for more tomorrow. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Daily Drive, and hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, and or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot and see you tomorrow.